This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. I love that song so much. It's like one of those songs, the first few times I heard it, I'm like, Now I'm just like, I just love it. It's so great. Anyway, the world was ending. You'd come over, right? Come over and you'd stay the night. So pretty. Hi, everyone. It's Monday. It's a day. It's the first day of the 14th week of our quarantine situation, our personal quarantine. I don't know how long. Maybe you're out. I don't know. Be careful, though. Turns out the COVID's still out there.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, I don't know that I have it. I mean,
you
what else could
you
it be?
Had it.
I know. I feel like I have it, but I won't know symptoms. Until I get tested.
But you're feeling better.
I do. I feel much better.
Is it possible that you were just freaking out about the breath thing? Like because you're getting sick and, you know, maybe you're paranoid. Because you know how that goes. You go, oh, my God. Am I having shortness of breath or am I just tripping, you know?
I don't know, Bryn. I will say on Thursday night, I was freaking out.
Rightfully so.
I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Every time I lay down, I can't stop coughing. I haven't slept in a week. But can't get a full breath in. Like, I can breathe. I just can't. Like, if I breathe deeply, it's almost like everything in my lungs goes, oh, no. Oh, ah.
You got the COVID.
I know.
Whatever.
Kind of sounds like it.
Maybe. I'll go get tested.
Hey,
that thing up
on the bright
brain.
Side, you survived it, and now hopefully you don't have to deal with it again.
Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be great.
You know, I think that's the biggest fear because, you know, I've had people say, why are you running from it like that when, in fact, that's the best way to be? But, yeah, except that you don't want to find out you're the 1% to 3% of people who get hospitalized.
Right.
You know, or whatever that percentage is. I don't know. But, I mean, it's you know, you read that Nick Cordoso's case and
God,
you just go,
I know.
That's a healthy dude who's now going to wake up at the very least if he wakes up at all. He's going to wake up with minus a leg.
Right. He's going to wake up with a whole different life in front of him. He's a Broadway singer and dancer. Like, it's going to be tough. He fell asleep, and when he wakes up, because I think he's in a medically induced coma. I think they're just trying to keep him, you know, stable. If he wakes up, I mean, he goes from being one guy to being another guy.
Right. And I imagine that comes with incredible depression. And here's his wife, who couldn't have been more loyal and more by his side and more committed. And on the other side of this, can he even be the partner he once was? I don't even know. I don't know how that goes. I mean, I know that if his identity was as a dancer,
yep,
and now he's a guy minus a foot, he's going to be a different person for, you know. Then again, maybe he's the most healthy guy in the world and will be like,
right,
perfectly adjusted to it. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's
I hope he
like
gets the chance.
Right. I hope he does too, Vinny. Honestly, that's sort of what it comes down to. Like, give him a chance to deal with it. However he's going to, whether he does good with it or does bad, give him the chance to do it. All right, let's get rolling here. I don't see a sponsor. By the way, I like your new background.
You know, can I tell you something?
Yes.
I am a bad partner. I'm a bad friend.
What'd you do?
I completely suck. You know how long I had to flip through my phone and my photos for what seemed to be like 100 pages before I got to a picture of you.
I'm like, we take a lot of pictures. You have a family, Vinny. I'm not surprised that since you haven't seen me in 3 months that I'm buried.
Listen to me. It's going to be downright creepy when we get back together. I am not going to let a day pass ever again.
That
I'm going to take pictures of you every day.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I'm telling you, that picture's from your birthday.
My 50th birthday?
That's from your 50. You're singing at your birthday party. That's a photo I took.
Good. What a good-looking 50-year-old. Damn.
Look at you.
Look at that. Wait, that chick is young. What am I going to be, 50? Am I going to be 54 this year? No, I'm going to be 53 this year. Wait, what
35.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry. Whatever I'm going to be.
Yeah, I think 54.
I think 54. Jesus, I'm old. Incredible. Anyway, that's not something to think about. God, time flies, kids. Honest to God. Enjoy it. And it seems like it just gets faster and faster. Okay. Jeopardy. We all love Jeopardy. We all love Alex Trebek. They run out of new episodes today.
Okay.
And because of the pandemic, it is not clear when there'll be any new ones starting today. Oh, you know what? Let's see here. They ran out Friday. This is Friday's story because we had a lot of stuff from last week. We always read through Friday's stuff. If we miss Friday, you know, why not report it? You never know. So starting today, the show is going to rerun things like Big Champions, Big Wins, a repeat of the 2019 Tournament of Champions, which was kind of fun. But when the world opens back up and they can start having audiences again, Alex Trebek is ready. A spokesperson for the show said,
"What?
That's what he says."
I know, it's crazy. He's a champ.
It is. He is a champ. Like this is a guy with advanced pancreatic cancer. He's already surpassed a bunch of hurdles, right? And at one point, he was saying his doctor said, "You know, you're looking really, really good." And then, like the week later, we hear,
"Yeah, he backslid all the way right back into troubled waters."
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been an easy road for him, but he is like, I guess he's going to do it till he cannot do it.
I guess.
Go ahead.
No, we've talked about this, and I would think that you would want to focus on your health, but people have written in, and I do understand what they're saying when they say he probably loves not focusing on himself for however long when they film. Maybe. I do know that... even in our show, which is 4 hours, unlike his, 30 minutes or whatever, you do sort of steel yourself. Like, if I can just get through the 4 hours, I can fall apart on the other side of that.
Yes.
And it'll be
fun.
We've
all had shows like that. Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. But I think they film multiple shows per day. So
they do.
I'm not sure that it's the same sort of setup.
No, I think what they do is, they're like a 2 week on, 2 week off thing. Cause I think they filmed tons of shows, like five or six in a day. And then they do that for 2 weeks and then they're off for a couple
that
of weeks.
That has to be super grueling. Hard. Right.
It does. And the other thing, I've only known a few people with cancer that I was close enough to really be in their head and talking to them. But, Nicole, your mom has just finished up her chemo.
Yeah.
And they say people who have cancer get so effing sick of talking about cancer and having that be the only topic that people bring up. You know, how are you? And they're just, I'm sure he's like anything to have something else to talk about.
Maybe.
And to get my mind off of this.
Didn't you say one of your friends changed her whole life?
Yeah.
After cancer.
She freaking threw people out. There was some bad mojo in that house. But she wound up saying she threw her husband out and she just cleaned house. She said, I'm setting up a whole new life for myself. If I live, I am not doing this anymore.
Right. No, that's great. That's one of the things that most people never get the opportunity to reset or never have the guts to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's that in that case, it was something that changed her outlook, and it's scary because you might not survive that one.
Right.
And most people don't get that, so they don't ever. They just sit there.
Yeah.
And she reset her whole situation. Hopefully, she's happier now for it.
She's a happy girl.
Good.
You know, she struggles like anybody, but she made some real changes. She did some things that needed to get done. Anyway, Alex Trebek is ready to go back, he says. A spokesperson for the show says, Alex is looking forward to resuming production as soon as we are able to do so. He told us he wants to be one of the first shows back in production. So that's what's going on with them. Right. Boobies, let's talk about those.
If you follow Chris, fan.
I know you are. I know. Chrissy Teigen is a fun follow on Instagram. I've been following her for a while, and she's been talking about, and she's great. Like, when the world is going to hell in a handbasket, Chrissy Teigen is making comfort food. Like, she's, the word prolific doesn't even cover it. Like, some days there are, you know how there's, like, when you look at someone's story, there's little dots at the top or little dashes for each little chunk of story.
Yes, I
hers do. Will be, there are so many of them, they just look like periods. I'm not kidding. Like, little dots all the way across the screen. It would take you an hour to sit and watch her whole thing.
She has how many kids?
She has two little kids, Luna, who I think is like 4, and Miles, I think, is the younger boy's name. Okay. Who looks just like John Legend. I think he's a 2-year-old. So she's been talking about how she wants to get her breast implants removed. And she got them out. So she did an Instagram post saying that the surgery went perfectly, but she's so sore.
When they do that, because the first thing that occurs to me is if you've created space and then you remove the item that the skin stretched for, you would have some saggage.
Yeah.
So they fill that space with body fat, correct?
I don't know what she did. I didn't.
I thought you'd said that. Okay, go on.
Yeah, it's possible that was what her plan was. Sometimes they do it in two steps. Like, and actually, Nicole might be able to speak to this because a lot of people who have breast cancer get reconstructive surgery. And I know my cousin, who's just also finishing up her breast cancer stuff, is getting like a whole reconstruction. So I don't know if it's like that, like a two-step thing. Like, she guts them out, she recovers from that, and then they smallify the skin that's left. I don't know. So anyway, she goes in. She's really, really sore. But the cutest thing about it was these cards that her kids, they're really just drawings. They're not cards. They're drawings that the kids were doing of her. And they, like, things like, one said, have fun pulling your boobies out. And the other one just said, bye, boobies. But they clearly have been talking about this at the house. And they've drawn all these little pictures of themselves. And her kids are very cute. You know how? Oh, there's the pictures. Have fun getting your boobies.
Have fun pulling your boobies, your boob. It's funny because
she doesn't put a dash and she just continues the word on the next line. Pulling your boobies out. Love, Luna. It's really cute. But she got it done, and so step one, or possibly the whole thing is done. Maybe they,
all right.
Maybe they did the whole thing at once. But it's, you know, she's funny because she wears robes. Like, all she wears at her house is robes. She has wraparound robes, and I'm always waiting for a boob to fall out. They're right there. They're just ready to fall out at any given time. Like, if she's doing her thing and talking to the camera or whatever.
I was just I hate robes, but that's a pretty convincing
argument. Well, they're silky.
Argument.
They're very Horror silky robes. And okay. They seem slippery. Like, that boob might slippery right out. Hey, Big Brother.
Yes. What do you know?
I've got some news. Well, first of all, I'm going to start with like an awesome little cat fight about Big Brother. So Mike Boogie and Dr. Will, they were on season 2 together.
Oh, early and days. I didn't even watch early. Those guys then.
Yeah, well, and they've made lots of appearances since. Like, Mike Boogie's been on the show, I want to say, 3 times. I think he even won it
name.
One of the times. And he's a bar owner. And Dr. Will, I think he was 28. But he was already a doctor. And I think he's gone on to be, like, a pretty big plastic surgeon. And he clearly is a victim of his own.
Oh, really?
You know, he's had a lot. He's gotten a lot done over the years. And he has often hosted kind of the jury roundtable at the end of the season before they make their votes and stuff and before they ask their questions of the people who are left. So you've probably seen him recently. So these two were friends and did a lot of stuff together. They met again in 06's Big Brother All-Stars. Mike Boogie went back for Big Brother 14 in 2012. So they both make appearances on all on various things.
Okay.
And they were asked to appear on The Amazing Race together. And
as Mike a both, team.
As a team.
Okay.
Which would have been fun. And I think that was, it was a couple of years ago. And I want to say they did a whole bunch of real, like, isn't that the, you know, Jessica and that meathead that
Cody.
She wound up with? Yeah, yeah. That they were on together. And there were a few, like, reality show and sort of famous people sets on that year. So Mike Bookley's like, yeah, we'll do it. We'd love to do it. And Dr. Will was like, no, I'm not doing that. And I guess that caused a rift, Vincent.
Because Mike was like, you just took away my chance to make some dough, dude. What are you doing?
And my fame, to continue my fame, to
right.
continue my Mike Boogie legend.
All right.
So Dr. Will refused to appear on there with Mike Boogie, and it really upset him. I guess Mike Boogie started sending text messages to Dr. Will that disturbed him, like threatening. And he finally blocked him. They stopped speaking. Everything seemed to settle down. One message, I guess he started sending Dr. Will, Mike Boogie was sending Dr. Will threatening emails, one of which featured photos of Mike Boogie pointing a gun at a screen that had pictures of Dr. Will's kids on it. So he thought, look, this guy's threatening me.
Right.
So he contacted the police department, the FBI. And Mike Boogie was arrested. He's been charged with making felony criminal threats and is expected to appear in court in July of 2020. I don't know that courts will be back in session. I don't know how they'll do that. Maybe he makes an appearance from wherever they're holding. I mean, probably he's out on bail. Anyway, that's gone bad. He's been arrested for threatening his former friend for not going on a show with him. Oh my God.
That's really weird.
I know.
Is the guy a drug addict or alcoholic? Do you know?
I don't know. He owns a bar. I don't know if that says anything about
it doesn't, because plenty of people can own a bar and not even care about
right.
what's going on inside it. I don't know. That just seems for someone who would have some experience with the media, having done the show multiple times.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd know better, but he didn't come up through the ranks of television to earn his way.
No, he became a star on Big Brother, right. And was milking that for all it was worth, and I guess that was it. It just pissed him off that the guy wouldn't do Amazing Race with him, and now he's, you know, they arrested him.
All right.
So we'll see how that pans out, supposedly in July, court date. There's a source that's leaked Big Brother 22 All-Stars. Four veterans, they say, are confirmed. They've got Derek, who won. He's a cop. Remember him just a few years ago?
He was excellent.
Really, really good. In fact, they've had him back to kind of talk to him about like people's gameplay since then. So it looks like, now this is a leak, so none of this is, they're saying they're confirmed, but I don't know if that's actually true. They say Derek is fully committed. He's regarded as one of the best that ever played the game. Frankie Grande, the older brother of Ariana Grande, he's also reportedly locked down. I love
him. Oh, really?
I would love to see another season with Frankie Grande on there. The other two confirmed are season 19 winner Josh Martinez. He's the meatball guy, right? Banging the pots and pans.
I guess so,
Wasn't that him?
Uh-huh.
I thought that was who it was. And then two-time runner-up Paul Abrahamian. He's the guy with the big beard and the tattoos. Isn't that Paul?
I can't remember him.
Let me click on this and see if it.
Oh, yes. Okay, you say big beard and I was thinking a muscled up guy. No, it's Paul. Yeah, the guy with the beard and the, what is his thing? His friendship?
Friendship, yeah.
Anyway,
I can't remember
yes.
how he used it exactly, but he was, you know, friend was his big.
Yeah, I remember that. Absolutely.
Oh, boy. And so there you go. It looks like we're going to have another season this summer, quite possibly. Oh, you'll be happy to know that I no longer get the East Coast feeds, Vinny. I'm going to be stuck in it just like you.
What? How'd that happen? They caught you?
No. I had them legitimately. Are you kidding me? I went to jump through every hoop in the book to get them. And apparently some rule just changed and my the satellite doesn't want to pay for whatever it would take to do that. And they just got yanked. All the stuff I had set up to tape on CBS doesn't tape anymore.
There were no even conversations about it. Just went
nobody
away.
Nobody can get them anymore. And they're like, no, you can't. Like, go ahead, call the FCC. Go ahead, get the jump through all the hoops again. We're just going to tell you no. I know, we were so bummed. And of course, John spent all day on the phone last week trying to figure it out.
Trying to fix it?
Oh, yeah. Trying to like, oh, come on, there has to be some kind of mistake. But no, I'm in the same boat as all y'all.
Oh.
Wah.
I'm hesitant to be happy about this.
No, I immediately thought of you. I'm like, well, Vinny will be happy. At least somebody will be happy.
Well,
about
I do know that you're done with this show long before I ever even get to turn to not watch it because.
Oh, it's just so great because I would, you know, we'd eat dinner at 4 o'clock and at 5:30 I'd sit down and watch the show. It was God. It's a total bummer. But hooray, you know, now I'm back in the same.
Like the rest of
I'm
us.
A loser like the rest of you guys. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some fast facts. I've also got candy in the news, and I'll do a couple Corona updates for you after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.